Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. Back with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
You are looking at the fallout in the paper this morning from the seating report by the State Attorney General's office in New York about how the Troy police handled the investigation of a civilian who was killed by police.
That's right. The recent report by the State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office on the Troy police shooting of a 37-year-old black man could have an impact for some time on the criminal justice system in Rensselaer County. Our reporter, Ken Crow, spoke to several prominent defense attorneys who suggest the issue could undermine the confidence of jurors when Troy police officers testify in future routine criminal cases. The report on the state investigation released last week sharply criticized the way Troy police conducted an initial investigation of the shooting on the night of April 17, 2016 of Edson Thevenin in his car during a DWI traffic stop. Thevenin was shot and killed by a Troy police sergeant. The Attorney General's report said the police ignored early forensic evidence and that the testimony of eyewitnesses who had a different story than the police did on why the officer fired at Thevenin's car. The state report described the police investigation as deficient and incomplete in several respects and goes on to say that the Troy Police Department prejudged the outcome. Cheryl Coleman, a defense attorney, former Albany County prosecutor, said everything the police department did showed it was not out to investigate, it was out to protect their own, and any defense attorney trying a case involving Troy police is definitely going to benefit from this. Laurie Shanks, a longtime Albany Law School professor and defense attorney, agreed that defense attorneys are likely to exploit the issue of police credibility. Others agreed, such as attorney Kevin Lewibrand, who added that if there's suspicion that officers work together to obstruct justice, it's something defense attorneys will find useful in future cases.
Well, we were hearing about this big gala that was going to be at the Times Union Center. It was canceled, and it was involving people like James Taylor and John Legend and comedian Jim Belushi. There's an update to this story.
Yeah, it's a nice one. James Taylor and his wife, who's an Albany native, Kim Hesburgh Taylor, have now donated $10,000 to the Albany Medical Center, which was going to be the beneficiary of this benefit concert that was canceled. Taylor and John Legend, as you said, were to perform Friday at the Times Union Center's gala opening. That was to celebrate a nearly $20 million renovation of the arena in downtown Albany. Albany Med announced that the donation came in Monday. It goes to support their pediatric emergency department, which is scheduled to open this summer, and they're very grateful for the gift by James Taylor and his wife. And meanwhile, tickets to the show are all going to be refunded. The management at Times Union Center blamed the cancellation on the event's promoter.
Well, very generous, the Taylors, who have also been very generous with WAMC. We've been speaking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, we'll pick up with you next week.
Thank you, David.